Blog Talk Radio.
Privilege to be reminded of Donald Byrd's flight time when I was headed to my first book drop in 2005. Welcome to Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul Publications. Today, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of Gumbo for the Soul on Tribe Family Channel and our book drop. This is the sixth anthology in our business history, Gumbo for the Soul, Men and Women of Honor. All the generous contributors who have made this possible are invited to bless us with your attendance. So we hope that you will call in to 563-999-3778. Press 1 to speak, and I will be so blessed to hear your voice. Meanwhile, I want you to visit GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. The book is available. It is only $20 with free shipping, and that $20 delineates the 20 years that we have been in business. The ebook is also available on Amazon.com. So happy Black History Month, Gumbo for the Soul Publications, 20th anniversary celebration, Men and Women of Honor. You can visit us online. This studio is at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. Blog Talk Radio, Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul International. And thank you for joining us. Let's keep this party going.
I'm coming.
20th anniversary party, and we've got the calls lining up. Press 1 so we can see your hand up. We're going to be coming to you right after this song, so please go ahead and press that number 1 key button, and I do see your hand up, area code beginning with that 5. I'm coming for you right now. Back to Diana Ross. I'm coming out. Channel. This is Gumbo for the Soul, men and women of honor to Book Drop Party. I am about to open up these lines. So let me tell you first a little bit about Gumbo for the Soul International. I was living in Merced, California. The year was 2003. Gumbo for the Soul Publications and Gumbo for the Soul Literacy Program began. Everybody has a story to tell, so who will you trust to tell yours? What happened with me is I was an at-home mom, and I noticed some of the children playing with my own children were failing and falling behind. So rather than publish the inspirations that first came to mind, we switched the book to focus on literacy, thereby giving birth to self-help and health and wellness genres out of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. We published Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community in 2005. We published Here is Our Child, Where's the Village in 2007. We published Women of Honor, Special Pink Edition in 2009. And in 2010, we published Men of Honor, Special Cancer Awareness Edition. Fast forward, on our 10th anniversary, we combined all 4 anthologies, and those books are available at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com/about us. Now we celebrate our 20th anniversary, and again, we continue with our quest to shed light on life. We continue with our quest to focus on self-help and awareness. So I'm coming at those phone lines, and I want to continue to spark change and highlight the things that we are about. Area code 512, area code 512. Thank you for joining the party. Who am I speaking to, area code 512?
You are speaking to H. Renee Anderson Guy, and I want to thank you so much. I've been waiting for this book a long time.
Oh, Lord, yes, you have.
I know you are shocked to hear me because I never called.
It's a blessing. Congratulations to you. You know, you and Gumbo for the Soul go way back, Renee, and I really want to thank you. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank you for your contribution and your support. And, you know, my prayers go out to all of our parents who are looking down upon us. We tarried hard and long, really trying to get others to really come on board and open up. But I'm aware now more so than ever about the fight that we're in, because medically we are not coming out with our stories. We have been marginalized too much, and we just do not talk. So I'm blessed that we got the books out that we did get out, and I'm thankful to have your inclusion. Tell everybody where you're from and what did you put in this gumbo.
Well, I'm from Northern California originally, but I moved to Texas in the 80s, actually, and I've been in Austin, Texas area since then. I go back and forth all the time to the San Jose area. And like I said, I think I was between jobs when I first submitted my first submission in 2005. And so I've been writing short stories here and there. But I really want to get to what I saw today. So I said in preparation, because I'm really going to call in this time. So I went to see what I submitted, right, so I can go back. And I wrote a story, kind of a dedication to my mom, and it's called Mama, Did You Know? And I
bless
wrote
God.
It when she, yeah, I wrote it when she was she had been diagnosed with cancer. Her health was failing like over 7 years, and I was hoping that she would get to hear it, because I never read it to her. I wanted her to read it in a book. But anyway, she knows it. I told it to her enough times. But anyway, so today I went through, on Amazon to just to kind of, you know how you can kind of read the forward and read some of the story,
mm-hmm.
a little
yes.
bit of sample. And I saw Mama, Did You Know? And that just tears just came to my eyes. I was just so happy and so proud. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh,
even
wow.
though I was a little thankful.
Well, you know, and I'm so grateful and thankful to you and, you know, to all of the contributors who we really carried and waited so long, and it almost seemed like it's just not going to happen. But the one thing about me is I am about continuing, and the perseverance is what it's about. I understand when things don't happen in the time that we wanted to, and I was disappointed, and I put my disappointment inside the book. So if those of you who do order the book, and of course our contributors, our generous contributors such as you, Renee, and others that have made this possible, you will see my truth, because I speak it very well. And I am disappointed that we as a community do not toot our horn, tell our stories, and really keep the lamp lit. And we have got to really change the dynamics when it comes to being that beacon of light and hope. Because if we don't see it in ourselves, if we don't reflect it, then we're not going to know it's there. We're not going to know that someone else is experiencing what we're experiencing,
exactly.
and how they're dealing
exactly.
with it, how they're overcoming their journey because of what we may be saying or adding out there. And so I will continue to do this. This is my philanthropy, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful to have so many people like you and all of our generous supporters, because without you, it wouldn't be possible. I don't need to read what I write. I need to read what you all write. And I don't need to hear my voice. I need to hear your messages. And this is what this
right,
platform
right.
is about. So we want to shake up the minds and wake up everybody. So thank you for calling in. This is Gumbo for the Soul Publications Book Drop Party. We're going to hit another song, and we'll be right back after this.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers. come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.
Hey, y'all, you are live on Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul's Book Drop Party, and this is about waking up everybody. Gumbo for the Soul Publications is about shedding light on life. Now, Gumbo for the Soul, Men and Women of Honor, our second installment, was a compilation of love and unity, and really a labor of love. The foreword is by Dr. Yvonne Fion, who happens to be Dave Chappelle's mother. And she went through a bit of a journey. I'm going to read it to you. And what she has to say, it spoke volumes to me. I extrapolated these words from an interview that we did. Yes, You Can, by Dr. Yvonne Fion. The year is 2018, the 11th anniversary of when my journey started, that I told my story to Beverly Black Johnson. Around March 2007, I began feeling general malaise. I decided to seek medical attention, which took a while due to the appointments. By this time, I had begun to feel a small lump in my left breast. I went to the emergency room. One of the things that concerned me was how fast is this thing growing? It was about a month between feeling unwell and going to the hospital, then another month for the results, which did not reveal cancer. My doctor advised me to get a mammogram, which took another month. Once cancer was discovered, the doctor moved very quickly with scheduling me for surgery. It took from February through May to get diagnosed. I was scheduled for surgery on June 7th. I believe that God was with me because I never felt like I was internally ill. I had a sense of something not being right, but continued teaching while waiting for the results. I was in a state of malaise, so I was subdued, lackluster in my feelings, not really sick, and not up to par. I remember the day the doctor called me with the diagnosis. I guess I had been expecting it, but at the same time, I was stunned. You hear the word cancer, and that this is going on in your body? In spite of the fact that I had been the one to figure it out by finding the lump, it was like being in court and sentencing day had come. The amazing thing for me was I'd found out just before the end of the school year. I began asking the question, can I wait until the end of the school year before I go have the surgery to have my affairs in order? The answer was, yes, you can. So that is what I did. I was blessed in that I had recently moved from Washington, D.C. to Ohio, but I never had the time to get to know any new doctors or healthcare providers. All of my support network, family, and doctors were still in D.C. I was just blessed to be able to go back to Washington to have the surgery. My initial healing began in the familiar environment of my old home amongst friends and family. I was in my old room, and that's where I did my healing. It was a surprise for me that the surgery was a one-day affair. The next day, I went back for follow-up care. I didn't have time to lie around in bed. I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself or anything like that. I had to get up the next day and take care of the next part of the healing process. It went very quickly. I only had a short time off. Eventually, it was time to go back to Ohio. It was such an amazing journey that looking back, it hardly seems real. The time passed quickly, smoothly, and uneventfully, which is the best part one can hope for in a situation like that. I was blessed. I had a lumpectomy. They took the lump out and maintained my breast. It was a very smooth transition, and if it were not for the scar, I would hardly remember. My first reaction was one of fear. I was afraid. I was not empowered, but petrified when I first got the news. I felt betrayed. Why did this happen to me? Did I do something wrong? I remembered that God does marvelous things, that God works miracles, and healing is possible. That's what made me choose to stand and grab the bull by the horn and fight for my life. I committed to prayer for healing. I committed to do what I needed to do. God and I might have something else to say. The power of these stories that are being told in this book has a role in healing others. This is not the end, but possibly the beginning. You're not alone. You're not the only one to have stood in this place and survive. Dr. Yvonne Fion, author of Totem Games, Poems in Search of African Ancestry. And we'll be right back after this message. Trucking, y'all, and that's what we're gonna continue to do. Now let's go take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words from one of our Chat Family channel family members and sponsors.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Well, that's going to do it for us. It has been a lively half hour, and we are so thankful and grateful for all of you that were able to join us live and online. We see your hands up. We thank you for you, your waves and your Black Power signs. Happy Black History Month. I made my own history, and our generous supporters made sure to make theirs also. So everyone has a story to tell. Who will you trust to tell yours? We hope that you'll look to Gumbo for the Soul Publications, now celebrating 20 years in existence. And we want to thank all of our generous supporters for making it possible. And we want to continue to encourage and enlighten everybody by shedding light on life. So visit www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, and we hope to hear from you soon. God bless and good night.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Tri-Family Channel.